Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight, of course, your calls about anything you want to discuss. The school madness continues. We spent quite a bit of time last week telling you about what was going on in Texas, where they're handing out tickets to thousands of students every single year, and that's not the only place where insanity is developing in the school system. We'll tell you what's happening in West Virginia here tonight. 800-259-9231 is the number for you, and joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
Right to the phone calls, to the fun, Matthew's in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
Good afternoon, gentlemen and ladies.
Hey.
I'm calling because I listened to the podcast, obviously, and Sunday there was a little bit of information. I love the Sunday show, but they get a little loosey-goosey with the facts. And unfortunately, Dale, and me and Mark have had this conversation before, but Dale got back on the Proposition 8 vote out here in California, and he repeated, the rumor, the misnomer that blacks contributed to the defeat of Proposition 8, their rights were being violated. And if that's not the case...
I'm sorry, it was a little bit... you're a little garbled there for a moment. You're saying that Dale said that blacks had something to do with Proposition 8 being overturned,
right.
meaning that gay marriage is no longer legal in California?
Right, because he said that blacks usually vote conservatively, and because they came out for the 2008 election of Barack Obama, that was the reason that Proposition 8 that gays weren't allowed to marry. And that's
so this has been commonly repeated in the news on a regular basis, saying that blacks tend to be fiscally liberal and socially conservative. That's certainly one could say that about Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, and one certainly can't deny that they have a certain level of influence among at least some black Americans. But
behind the scenes, we laugh at those people. In the black African American community, they do not represent, they represent a very small, minute percentage of us. We laugh at them. They in no way represent the mainstream African American voice. But go ahead.
Anyway, I'm just saying that this has been something that's been commonly talked about on the news, and it's considered to be sort of common knowledge. Now, what do you have to say, otherwise?
Here's two things that bear out that being incorrect. One, if you look at the counties that African Americans vote in, Oakland County, Alameda County, Santa Clara County, which you don't know these counties, L.A. County and San Diego County, that's actually where the initiative was defeated, I guess, where it didn't go through. I hate using the word gays, but where they were, their rights weren't being violated, where we supported their right to be married. That's where, that's in those counties, it actually went through, but we supported them.
Huh.
And second of all, if you look at the African-American voting contingency, one in five African-American males can't vote anyway because they're parolees, or felons.
Wait a second, Matthew. It's my understanding, and I don't know how things are in California specifically, but I can tell you that most states in the United States that somebody who is a convicted felon can vote in. Florida isn't one of them. That's where I'm from, and I'm a convicted felon.
California, you cannot either. You cannot own a handgun, and you cannot, or a gun, and you cannot.
No convicted felon in the United States.
Right, and you cannot vote either.
Right, right. In California, no, I have a lot of friends who are felons, and they can't vote. They are not allowed to vote. So, so we are, which we did come out in a higher percentage of African Americans to other elections. Yeah, we did come out as a higher percentage of ourselves, but we're still quite a minority in the voting population. So if every African American who voted for Proposition 8, it wouldn't have made a difference, that big of a difference. We're just not that big of a voting dynamic in California.
Are you in favor of the state of California granting gay men and women the right to marry?
This is another subject. I don't think, if I was to get married, the last people I would want approval from and involved in my marriage is the government.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I don't want them involved in my marriage. Okay, but I realize that the same struggles that I hate using the word gays, but the same struggles that gays are going through right now are the same struggles that African Americans went through 30, 40 years ago.
Which is why states started granting people permission to marry in the first place,
right,
and got involved with, so that quote unquote colored people could marry white people.
Right, exactly. So I realized that it's just the same tool being used on a different person, and I wouldn't want that tool used on anyone. So I support rights for everyone. I just think everyone should stand at everyone else's business, and we'd be a lot better country. You know, let me smoke my pot, and you can have your gun, and we can call it even. You know,
it's a catch 22, though, don't you think? Because if you don't vote for permitting gays and lesbians to marry, then it's as though you are against gays and lesbians marrying. But if you're voting, if you're not voting on the principle that it's not the state's right in the first place, then I mean, you're kind of stuck, huh?
Well, no. I mean, I voted for them to have the right to do that. If it's their choice. If they want to get the government involved in their life, hey, you know, that's your right and response. I mean, that's your responsibility. Your right. Hey, go at it. Even though me personally, I wouldn't get the government involved in my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to, like you said, then gays in the military. I hate using that word again. Gays in the military. I don't think, as an ex-experienced veteran, I wouldn't join the military today. I recommend all my friends don't join the military. But if you're openly gay and you want to join the military, I think you should have that right, even though I would tell you not to do it. So,
okay, so basically you're calling to correct the misconception that it was
right.
The black community in California that swung the vote against gay marriage, and you're saying
right.
That from your experience being a black man in California and presumably being
and
involved,
apparently studied some of these numbers,
you're saying not the case at all.
If you look up Wikipedia, go to the Wikipedia page on Proposition 8, they lay it out right there. It doesn't bear out. Those numbers don't bear, statistically, that's just not the case. And I hate for Dale to repeat that, because I don't want anyone in any other community thinking that the black community is against them. And I can't, and I don't speak for them any more than Jesse Jackson does or whoever Al Sharpton does. But I'm saying from the people I communicate with, intertwine with in my daily life, the African Americans, we were all for, you know, letting people have the right to marry if that's what they choose to do. We, you know, that's what we were for. And statistically, if you look at where we vote and, you know, like those counties, Proposition 8 didn't pass. So.
Well, you know what I might recommend you do is contact Dalebert directly. You can get in touch with him at dalebert@freetalklive.com, and that might be a good way to get that information into his hands so he doesn't continue to propagate that. Because it's good to call us, because our listeners, I'm sure, needed to know, but you know, you might want to get it to him specifically.
Well, I figured most of the people who listen on Sundays probably listen on Mondays, because, you know, it's a smaller show. So just, you know, those people, I don't want those people to get repeating the misnomer, you know, thinking that that's the case. It's just not.
Fair enough. Thanks for the call tonight, Matthew. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, though Dalebert is saying he may change his name back to Dale, so it's up in the air as to what his name is. Like, I'm getting kind of tired of changing his email address on my website. Thank you for your mind. But you can email him still at dalebert@freetalklive.com if you would like to, as we continue here with David, listening in New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hi. I was going to ask something about libertarianism. I don't know if you guys are libertarians, but
I would have described myself that way 5 years ago, so go ahead.
This is my question. Do you all believe in, like, fiscally, like, just, like, survival of the fittest type of thing?
I'm not sure what you mean by that question.
Or, like, evolution, like, fiscally? That means, if there's no taxes to help old people or people who are, like, on the bottom end that, you know, are just not going to make it type of thing, then they get evolved out of the equation.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from with that question. It's very common, and I'd like to address it here. So hang on if you don't mind, David. We'll be back more with David here in a moment, and we'll take your calls as well. 800-259-9231. What about the poor? What about the sick? What about the infirm? What about the elderly? What would happen to them in the absence of taxes? 1-800-259-9231. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk?
For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email. The EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other EuroPac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig for today's modern smoker.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there completely free. Again, freetalklive.com features, by the way, including listening options. We've got broadband and dial-up flavors of streaming, plus the webcam and listen lines that you can call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen in via your phone from anywhere. Plus, we've also got our free-to-air satellite channel and 90 radio stations from coast to coast that take the show at various different times throughout the week. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in and to learn more.
Are you on any prescription medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying a lot more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your prescription medications at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. I've gone through the process. I've been to their offices. It's a top-notch organization, meds.freetalklive.com. Doesn't matter if it's Viagra, Cialis, Boniva, Amplify, Lipitor, Nexium, or Zetia. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. David is on the line with an important question. David in New Hampshire, are you with us?
Sure am.
So let me see if I can recap your question and tell me if I've got it right. Your concern is, having looked at the ideas of liberty and considered them and found them fairly, because I know you personally, found them fairly acceptable. And in general, there are a few things that are sticking with you. And one of them is the concern over what would happen in the absence of a confiscatory tax situation where everybody has money taken from them, allegedly or ostensibly for the benefit of those who are the downtrodden, those who are hungry, those who are sick, those who are old and infirmed. So what would happen is typically the question to those people in the absence of the government, which is the so-called safety net. This is the government is there to take care of these people when everything else fails. That tends to be the sales position of the people that support the one-size-fits-all monopoly government system. Would that be pretty much your question?
Pretty much. It just kind of sounded like fiscal survival of the fittest, like an evolution type of situation.
Yeah, people will often say that. And what we say, the liberty movement, is that we believe that the ideas of liberty are the most moral and just ways to go about something. So if you don't find the idea of theft motivating, and a lot of people don't. A lot of people say, well, rich people can afford it and poor people can't, so, whatever. But if you don't find the ideas of stealing from some in order to give to others to be motivating, there are other things to look at, which is, how about Social Security? Social Security, the way it's designed, isn't really designed to get money from rich people and give it to poor people. It's designed as sort of this insurance. And I believe that it stops...
A forced savings account.
Like a forced savings account.
Without the money in it.
And it, right, the government does what it wants with it and then takes the money and then gives it back if they feel like it. And they actually stop collecting Social Security. I think it's at $120,000, but I am not a CPA, so do not take my word at that. But at some point, there's a cap where you no longer pay money into Social Security at some point. So if the idea was to take money from rich people and give it to poor people, they're failing because they have a cap. Because, well, rich people write this stuff, David. And the other thing about Social Security is that it's racist. Black people don't live as long as white people, poor people don't live as long as rich people, and men don't live as long as women. So for every one...
Be bigoted and racist, right?
Whatever it is, it's all of that. So for every one rich white woman on Social Security, there's three poor black men that had to work all their lives and died at 68 in order to pay her checks while she makes it to 97. And this is extraordinarily common, and this just goes to show the inefficiency of the government system. Welfare is another great example. 70 cents on every welfare dollar is given to middle-class bureaucrats that administer the program. That means only 30% actually makes it to people who are getting the stuff. And some of those people...
I've heard it's between 60 and 70%, Mark.
Fine, 60 and 70%. Then, 30 to 40% are actually trickling down and getting to these people's lives. And some of them are ripping the system off because the government's not very good at deciding who's lying and who's telling the truth.
Okay, but Mark, you haven't really answered I don't think you've answered David's concern of what about the poor. I mean, okay, you've trashed on the government's redistribution system,
the point I'm trying to make is...
Mark, while these two argue, have you ever been down on your luck and needed some help yourself?
You mean David?
I'm sorry. I was looking at Mark when I said that. I apologize, David. Thank you, Ian. Have you ever been down on your luck and needed some help in some way?
You're talking to me.
Yes, I answered.
Yeah, sure.
And who helped you?
Family and stuff.
Right. So imagine if you were able to keep all of the money that is the fruit of your labor that you would have even more to help friends and family with, and even possibly do loans with and make money yourself in that way. And so you would be helping those people with whom you associate, and you can see the money or help or resources or whatever you're offering put to use, and you can then therefore make a decision whether to increase it, decrease it, continue it, discontinue it, or whatever. But it's your property that you're getting to see, you know, put into action. And
yeah, but Michelle, that only works if you've got responsibility and you have the ability to save that money. I mean, what about the people that are just going to, you know, buy a bunch of beer and cigarettes with their money, and then they'll have nothing left to help themselves? I mean, it's great if you're fiscally responsible to earn more money, then you can save more to help more people. And I get what you're saying there, but what about the people that won't help themselves?
Well, it becomes a strong disincentive to spend money on things that are not perpetrating your good health or increasing your own wealth or increasing your own well-being. You know, I mean, we can't, there is a buyer beware aspect to life, as well as, you know, so that for the person that's doing the lending, you know, lend it to where, or give it to where, you know, don't cast your pearls before swine, so to speak. But there's also the aspect of, if you're just entitled to get this money, as the government has claimed so many are, because they're below poverty level, or because they have this many children and they don't have a husband or a wife, or they're injured or whatever, well, then the incentive is to actually, you know, continue to be sick and not help yourself.
So I get where both of you are coming from, and I think you've made some good points, although I don't think that you've really addressed the concerns. David, how do you feel?
I would speak to the old people that have no people, and they just, you know, no money, no, not workable, no, they can't get work, the disabled people.
What about private charity?
I would say I guess there's, I don't know, but would private charity work?
Well, that's what
I wanted to focus on here. Now, let me give this a shot here, David. I think that both Mark and Michelle made good points, and especially Michelle's point about that you'd get to keep all the money that you earn, and you'd get to decide what to do with that. That's really useful, and it's a really good point. But to expand on it a little bit, Mark pointed out that these government programs are incredibly wasteful, that most of the money that is being spent on them is going to the government bureaucrats, not to actually help people. So when you take the money that the government programs are getting and you put it in the hands of charities, then all of a sudden the money becomes far more valuable. It becomes far more useful. And I'd like to expand on that idea here in a moment. So hang on. More on this discussion in moments at 800-259-9231, how the free market can help more people.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that for yourself. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to get to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without lawyers who have to know what it takes to win. And Jurisdictionary will teach you what it takes to win. They'll teach you how to motion the court, how to get evidence, all the things you need to know. It's written by a 24-year case-winning veteran attorney who wants to show people how to protect themselves from other members of his profession. It works for both plaintiffs and defendants. It works in all state and federal courts. And it costs less than an hour with any good lawyer. So easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so we've got David on the line here in New Hampshire, and I've held him through now a couple breaks because I think the question he's asking is really important, and I think that Mark and Michelle's answers were, well, leaving a little bit to be desired as far as satisfying David, and I was right about that. David, are you still there?
I'm still here, but I'm kind of hearing that as with the way it is today, it's a lot of things are going to have will be there to catch and help out.
We're talking about sick people. We're talking about poor people. We're talking about old people, people that that may could use some assistance in life.
Friendless people. People that have no family.
Right,
and,
right,
you know.
Absolutely. Loners, all of that. And how they would be assisted in the world without the government. Because we've all been brought up to believe in this kind of safety net mentality, thinking that the government's there for if everything else fails, you can go to them and you can get help. And we have a young lady named Meg on our Saturday night show. I'm sure you've heard her before. And she at one point was homeless in Los Angeles and thought she would be able to get some assistance because, you know, once you're out of home and on the streets, you pretty much you know, at the bottom of the barrel. So she was there, and she thought she was going to be able to get some help. She'd certainly paid taxes at some point in her life, so she figured, well, now she can collect a little bit of what she'd paid in, and she went out to try to get that help, and she didn't qualify for whatever arbitrary reason they decided, so she was on the streets and hungry, and they wouldn't even, you know, give her money to, you know, buy a sandwich or something like that. She expected she was going to get help from the so-called safety net, and she fell right through it. So there's plenty of examples of people having those sorts of situations, and of course the government system, while in some cases maybe staffed with people who do care, in a lot of cases it seems to be staffed with black-hearted bureaucrats who just, you know, can't even be bothered to empathize with other people. But just to tie in a couple of things that Michelle and Mark had said here, with the real point on focusing on compassion for people that that could use help, the most important thing that I think that's been said was that, Michelle, in the absence of the government, you get to keep the money that you earn. You get to decide how to allocate it. You get to decide who to give it to. And that means that the money that's currently being taken from people and spent by the government welfare program, even if it was a fraction of that money that was given to private charities in the free marketplace, that fraction would still do more than the current amount given to the government and or taken by the government. And the reason for that is because the private charities are far more efficient than governments. In many cases, the private charities will have the reverse ratio. So instead of it being, say, 60 to 70% of overhead for the government program, a private charity may have 10 to 30% overhead, and they may spend, you know, 70 to 90% of their money on the people that actually need the assistance. Plus, private charities are run by people who care, typically. They're volunteered by people who care. They're not volunteered or run by professional bureaucrats. They're volunteered by the people that actually want to get involved in people's lives and help them. So these are people who are paying close attention to the folks that are receiving the assistance. They're not just, okay, well, you filled out the form correctly, we're going to cut you a check every month now. It's, no, we're going to work closely with you. We're going to make sure that, you know, you're getting the job training you need, or you're getting the assistance that that you need. And in the case of, like, welfare, that you're getting out on the streets, you're putting in job applications, you're helping yourself and things like
that.
An
important aspect of that too, Ian, is that bureaucrats have an incentive for you to stay on the dole. Because if you're then they have their job.
And they want to make the program bigger. And
correct.
That.
I can speak for myself, David, that for 2006, the government has accused me of owing $650,000, pardon me, in federal income taxes. And I strongly disagree with that, position. But regarding that year, I helped a family member who had cancer. My brother was in jail and had some legal problems and things like that. I ended up spending 60% of the money that I made that year giving people and helping them, it not on a loan, but simply giving it to them. So, and it got to go to friends and family members that I wanted to help personally. So it didn't. The fact that I didn't pay the government money didn't mean that I wasn't interested in helping people.
I think I think one of the problems with the people.
That sounds like a real. I'm sorry, but that sounds much more efficient than if you had.
I agree.
Right, so but still, even with all the things I've said here about how private charities are more efficient and that each individual will be able to decide which charities to give it to, so you have competition between the charities to make sure that they're on the up and up, that they're being honest, that they're actually helping people as the way they say they're going to help people. Like, for instance, I think there was a news article about Bono's charity. Are you familiar with the musical singer Bono?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there was some sort of news item that said that his one charity that he has actually gives about 1% to the people that need it or something like that. It was crazy, just like this outrageous news story about what is purportedly a charity designed to help people, but it's got approximately like a 99% overhead or something absurd like that.
When I think about Haiti, the money that went to Haiti, everybody hitting their buttons on the cell phone, sending money to Haiti, and how inefficiently that's getting used.
It's, well, David, I don't know how old you are, but do you remember the song "We Are the World"?
Yeah.
We are the world. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think something like $30 million was raised from the recording of and sale of that song, and that was to all go to Ethiopia. I think it was Ethiopia.
I'm
pretty sure it was Ethiopia.
Hungry Kids in Africa was
what I
remember.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Ethiopia. In any case, food was purchased, and it sat on the docks over there and rotted. And so it didn't even get to the people because the government that was in, you know, in power at that time over there didn't want their people to be fed. And so there it was, you know, all these, you know, do-gooders thought that they were, you know, doing a nice thing. And as it turns out, it was for nothing.
So just to bring it down to the ultimate level here, I mean, we've talked about all these reasons why the marketplace can do this stuff better than the government can. But ultimately, it really comes down to what you believe about people, David, because I can say everything I want to about how, you know, the government is less efficient, charities are better, you get to choose, that helps making things even, you know, make allocation even better to the people that need the assistance. But some people believe that people are evil. And some people believe that in the absence of government, that despite all the things that Ian and Michelle and Mark have said, that still people will be starving in the streets because you won't be able to get people to give. They're just going to take all their money and shove it under a mattress somewhere, and they're not going to be sharing it. They're not going to give it to charity.
Some people will do that.
Some will, but I don't know about you, David, but when I look around, I see mostly good people, and I see compassionate people, and I see people that are concerned about their fellow man and that are willing to help out. And I see that a lot of those compassionate people don't have the money that they can help with because it's already been taken from them, or they'll make an excuse like, well, I can't go any further with giving to charity because I don't have any more money. I might give more if I, you know, could keep the money that I earned, but I don't have it now. I see that in people. I see good in people. I think people are generally good, and I don't think they're generally evil. So it really comes down to what you believe about people. And that's really where a lot of the desire for government comes from people, is they don't believe people are good. They think people are evil and that they need to be controlled somehow by electing good people, which is, of course, just a total utopian fantasy. Because
right, if people are bad, then the worst of them are going to be politicians. They're going to get in charge of the government.
Right. I think we've seen that whether people are good or not, bad people get in charge. I think people are good. And so leave them to their own devices and let them help their neighbors without being threatened. And I hope that answers your questions, David. More coming up. Thanks for the call. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. And there are different ways you can do it. One of those ways is by shopping with us. And unfortunately, we have a very silly story to tell. Somewhat disappointing.
Yes.
Amazon is something we've been promoting for years now on this program.
Shopping. 5, 6, 7 years?
Yeah. Not that long. Maybe more like 3 or 4 years. Or
what?
Like that. Yeah. I don't think it's been.
Are you going to make me feel bad for making my purchases?
No.
Okay.
Corporations are what they are, right? And they have, in many cases, silly rules. And Amazon contacted me recently to alert me that we are violating one of their rules by having the old Amazon.freetalklive.com address.
URL, yeah.
Yeah. And apparently we've been violating that rule for a long time. I don't remember it being a problem.
Is it by having the address or by promoting the address?
Well, I don't know. The way we started with Amazon was they had this guy that works with their associates department who contacted us to ask us if we wanted to kind of get involved in this program. They were reaching out to a podcast at the time. So it was like when podcasts were brand new, basically. So it was probably around 06 or 05 or something like that. And so he was reaching out to us, and I said, yeah, it's great. Sounds like a great idea. Let's do it. And we got it started. And I could have sworn I ran the idea by him at the time, but I don't know. It's been years. I don't remember. And he doesn't work for him anymore, so I couldn't appeal to him to say, hey, what's going on here? Because, like, out of the blue, all of a sudden, this is a problem. You know, we've been promoting this URL for years on the show. It's permanently emblazoned in years' worth of archives. It's not going away, right? I mean, as far as if somebody listens to a show past beyond today, they're going to hear the old URL.
And people do listen. All you have to do is look at our numbers, and you'll see that many people, probably half of the listens on a show, come after the first month.
Right, and sure enough, I looked at they said, well, you need to look at our agreement, and okay, fine, we'll go check this out. And reading the text of the agreement, the way it seemed to be intended, at least my interpretation was, that they didn't want you putting, like, AmazonCarParts.com, and then sending people to your website where somewhere on there you link to car parts people can buy. Like, they didn't want to confuse their trademarks, their logos or whatever. They didn't want to confuse Amazon with your website, basically. They didn't want people who were running the associates program and making a percentage off of Amazon sales to direct people to a website that wasn't actually their site. That was the impression I got from what I was reading there. And I tried to make the point to them, look, we're just We're just sending people to your site. There's no, when you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and you can still go to it. We haven't taken it down yet. But when you go there, it just goes straight to Amazon. It's not like it's going to a page on Free Talk Live where we're trying to sell you like one or two different products, and we've got a bunch of text that, you know, makes it look like it's our site. You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying? It goes straight to their site. It's just a forwarding link. It doesn't have any of our content on it, basically. And so I tried to make that point to him, like, look, this isn't our site. This is just a quick link we can give on the air to our listeners so they can go to your site and get their shopping done. And they, you know, that did not persuade them. So basically they have asked.
Because the person who's you're talking to doesn't care whether Amazon sells product or not. It's their job to dot the I's and cross the T's.
Yeah. So it basically, even though you, the listener, buy thousands of dollars worth of products every month through that link, that wasn't persuasive to them either. So I'm still in the process of talking to them because basically, I've said, all right, look, I'll stop using that on the air. We'll stop tonight. We'll start using shop.freetalklive.com. So now it will be shop.freetalklive.com that will get you to the Amazon page. So we're still going to promote it in the exact same way that we've always done, that you can shop with Free Talk Live. You can go shop at Amazon with Free Talk Live. You're just going to have to go through shop.freetalklive.com. And I'm hoping that they won't be so obtuse as to force me to shut down the Amazon link. Like, there's a difference here, right? I'm willing to, please, just let me just stop promoting it. Like, from now on, I could just do shop.freetalklive.com. We'll change the links on our website to shop.freetalklive.com. But leave the Amazon link up, because otherwise, you guys are going to be out money. Because everybody, right, everybody's got Amazon.freetalklive.com burned into their mind, and if I take that off the internet, so to speak, if I shut it down, then it's not going to go anywhere. They're going to try to type that in, and it's not going to work. So they haven't gotten back to me on that yet, and I haven't specifically asked them if I need to take it offline, because I don't want them to say yes. So we'll see what happens. I still like Amazon. You know, they still have great deals and a huge selection. It's just they're a big corporation, and they've got their laws that they're going by or whatever.
I bought a camera for Faisal for his birthday from Amazon as opposed to going to the camera store. Now, I like to go to shops because, and not like Walmart shops, but like mom and pop stores where I can go, and if I have a problem with the product or I need help, you know, with it or whatever, I can go and do that. Mm-hmm. I like to shop local. But I purposefully did not do that and instead went through Amazon so that I could pitch money to Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's still going to happen. Yeah. I mean, if you go to shop.freetalklive.com, it's going to take you to Amazon. And actually, what we're going to end up doing
is it about the link or is it about you saying Amazon on the air?
I think it's about the link.
Then have amazon.freetalklive.com forward to shop.freetalklive.com, which forwards to Amazon.com. At which point you can continue to give Amazon.freetalklive.com, which would then
I told
forward.
Them I'm not going to do that. You cannot use their term in a URL. You cannot. That is what that is one of the specifics in their user agreement for the associates. So that will not happen, Mark. It is shop.freetalklive.com. And maybe it'll end up working better for us because what we did a long time ago was we actually had the four different Amazons that we have.
Yeah.
We're on Amazon US, we're on Amazon UK, we're on Amazon Germany, we're on Amazon Canada, and we've also got Newegg as well, Newegg US and Newegg Canada. And we were never really good at promoting the other options. We used to have this page with flags on it that people could click on and go to the country of their choice, and that ended up going away because we instituted this forwarding thing where the idea was that you could just type it in from anywhere in the world, that it would detect which country you were in, and then it would send you to the right place. It worked most of the time, but it didn't work for some people all of the time. And so maybe we'll end up going back to the page with the country choices on it, and then maybe, you know, you international listeners will have an easier time visiting your local Amazon and getting the shopping done. So unless they decide to do something drastic and cut us off completely, we'll continue our relationship with them, but it's unfortunate that they've decided to do this. And after years of promoting that URL, all of a sudden now it's a problem?
Yeah, it's funny.
I don't understand that. So, shop.freetalklive.com. I hope that was enough explanation as to why.
Well, for the people that are listening tonight, but we're still going to get lots of questions about it, I can assure you.
Mm.
Because not everybody's listening right now. Yep. Anyway, about David's question as to the efficiency or, you know, the morality and the efficiency of government charity, government-run charity. So I want to sort of juxtapose, you know, this world currently today where taxes are taken from people by force and threat and given to people who need them and some people who don't need them versus a world where that wasn't done. We all know how it works currently, so let me talk about, you know, this organization, which is responsible not only for, you know, saving people from themselves, but apparently it's also responsible for killing people around the world. So you have this sort of this dual role for this government out there that, A, they're here to protect you from, you know, the bad people out there, and then, B, they're here to protect you against yourself. And it tends to show the government in two lights, and I think that, you know, for one, I find that bad. I don't want to give money to the government because I know that they use some of the money that they get to kill people around the world, mm-hmm. and I don't want to be responsible for that. If the government just had some kind of social safety net, I don't think I would have as big of a problem with it. However, even if it was an inefficient social safety net, which is
a problem with stealing.
Yeah, it's a very inefficient social safety net, and the government does steal the money that it uses. So, If you take into consideration that 60-70%, those are numbers that we've heard here, of the funds that they take in, they pay out to their employees, government bureaucrats, to administer these programs. You take into consideration that some people have turned these welfare programs into entitlement programs for themselves, that they're on the third generation of welfare recipients. They're obviously not learning. You're talking about a very small percentage. Think about the amount of taxes you pay to the federal government. You cut out all the stuff that's in, you know, for law enforcement and military stuff and all that kind of thing. You cut out 60% of what's left. Then you cut out, 50% of people that don't need it. You're talking about a very small percentage. And that's just what you expect people to give in as far as charity goes. I think it'll work.
We're coming up. Hour number two is next. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.